Time for your Southern Gospel Music News is brought to you by your friends at He's Alive Radio and from sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and this week, SwainsMusings.com. Gordon Mode has signed with a new record label. New Haven Records President Ken Harding and RSI Music Group President Bob Rogers have announced the signing of award-winning singer and keyboardist extraordinaire Gordon Mode to the Nashville-based New Haven Records. This is also the home of Gold City Quartet, Chicago Mass Choir, and the Country Music Hall of Fame Gospel Series. The label will release Gordon's newest project, Songs I Grew Up Singing, on July 17th of this year. As you might suspect, Mote is parting ways with the Gaither Homecoming Tour. After 6 years on the Gaither piano bench, he's branching out on a solo career that will from time to time reconnect with the Gaither Tour. This, no doubt, will give him more time at home with his precious wife and kids and more opportunities to explore new avenues of ministry. Let us, for just a moment, take a listen to the announcement as it was made live by Bill Gaither at a homecoming tour stop.
Let me say this. Anthony Berger passed away, 7 or 8 years ago. He was the only keyboard player we ever had, and I didn't know what we were going to do. This fine man who played on most of our records in Nashville said, I'd love to go with you, Bill. And I told him, I said, Gordon, you're getting tired of doing that because studio playing is quite interesting every night. And some nights we have to do the same thing over and over again. So no, I want to go with you. And I said, well, let's give it a try for a couple of years. We got to know a sweet, sweet man, sweet family, who gave the last 6 years of his life for us traveling around. This is his last regular night with us. No, wait. This would be good. He'll still do our events and that kind of thing, but for him to do it that long, and it was just amazing to me because obviously there were some, logistics that had to be done. And for him to give that to us. Now, he'll still be at our events at Myrtle Beach and places like this when we do anything. But for our nightly concerts, it got to a place where he could not continue to do that. And I just want to say in front of all these people, I have never known a person with more integrity and who is the real deal and more talented.
As you can tell, Gordon leaves the Gaither Homecoming Tour with the blessing and admiration of Bill and Gloria and the entire Homecoming family. Best wishes to Gordon and the Homecoming Tour in the coming years. Singing News reports that Kelly Nealon Clark was involved in an automobile accident this week while in St. Augustine, Florida, celebrating her anniversary. Kelly had left to go get some breakfast and was sideswiped by a speeding driver. While there was damage to the vehicle, Jason, that's Kelly's husband, said that other than suffering from whiplash, she seemed safe and well. They appreciate your thoughts, prayers, and kind words. Finally, Gaither Music Group recording artist Guy Penrod is slated to appear today at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on The Mike Huckabee Show. In addition to chatting with former Governor Mike Huckabee, Penrod is scheduled to perform on this nationally syndicated radio broadcast. The Mike Huckabee Show is a daily 3-hour radio program that debuted in April of this year with more than 180 stations. Huckabee covers a broad array of topics and provides listeners with news, insight, and personality. The Mike Huckabee Show airs on many talk radio stations, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News is brought to you by your friends right here at He's Alive's AM Cafe.